Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to this live Thursday edition, the 23rd day of February 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We have one of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' colleagues, one of the fathers of Reaganomics, very conservative, joining us to decry the Bush administration and their unconservative and un-American activities. Come up to talk about his book in the second hour. In the third hour, hadn't been on with us in a while, Officer Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, with some amazing police state developments for you. He's been out of pocket quite a bit in the last 4 or 5 months with his wife battling breast cancer, but she's doing a little bit better now, thank God. He'll be joining us. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour. We'll, of course, have open phones all day long. Well, we've seen a train of traitors and scumbags going public and saying the Dubai port situation handover, and it's 8 ports, by the way. It's Port of Corpus Christi and Beaumont right here in Texas. That is confirmed. And so it's 8 ports, and in fact, the deal may expand even more. And on top of all of this, now Jimmy Carter, who helped hand over the Panama Canal, is coming out saying how great it is. Bill Clinton saying how great it is. Tommy Franks, who is on Pentagon payroll still, just like the other paid reporters, and every time he goes on TV, he says, this is my personal opinion. I'm not paid to say this or anything. And then, of course, it turned out he was. He's saying it's absolutely wonderful. So a paid administration liar who tried to hide the fact that he's a spokesman, paid close to $500,000 a year, is now running around on TV telling us that I'm the former head of CENTCOM. I think I know what's safe and what ain't. And I'm here to tell you, boy, it's a good deal. So we'll get into more of that today, because it just illustrates the continual sellout of the sovereignty of this country. But more than that, it just shows the ongoing subterfuge and lies that we're dealing with. And, of course, the bombing of the shrine over in Iraq, the Iranian president, who I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but I do. In a preliminary look at this, it probably was globalists that blew up this shrine. It fits in with publishing the Muslim Mohammedan cartoons. It fits in with stirring up the riots. It fits in with the P2OG program beautifully. So we'll get into that as well. And then, of course, yesterday in Toledo, Ohio, 3 men were arrested by Homeland Security. And it's always the same MO, always the same when it's staged. Their handler, their terrorist trainer, or the terror trainer, he's working with the government, and he's not going to get in any trouble. Just like a SWAT is the mastermind of the bombings in 7/7, but he's got to be protected now. He's got to be taken care of now. Oh, just don't worry about him. So we'll get into that. And a few days ago, I saw a Village Voice hit piece that attacked myself and others. And frankly, I didn't mention it on air because I frankly just don't care. But Paul Watson has written a good article about it. And since he did that, we will read that article that he put together about it. Because it says, Alex Jones claims wildly that the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver for the first World Trade Center attack. Why, he's a nut. Well, no, it was on CBS television. And it was in the front page of the New York Times just a few weeks after, and it's admitted, and I've had FBI agents on the show admitting it. Now, of course, it was an accident that they cooked the bomb and trained the driver and then didn't stop them that day. They just accidentally cooked the bomb. They were planning to sting them. And their own informant said, well, why not build a fake bomb? They said, no, build a real one. And I'm evil, folks, because I read the New York Times and made a documentary about it and, you know, spent a few minutes and wrote a tyranny on the subject. It's just I'm just out of control. My friends, I just can't be trusted because I give you the facts and the information. It's like for 4 or 5 days, I reported on the UAE port deal, and it just was made up. It wasn't true. You know, that's Alex Jones. You just can't really trust him. PrisonPlanet.tv. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, my friends, into the second segment of this live Thursday edition. Coming up, we have another defector from the so-called conservative ranks to expose the fact that Bush is anything but conservative. And that's coming up in the second hour. Then Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, coming up in the third hour today. Now, I want to get into the bombing of the shrine yesterday in Iraq, all the earmarks of a globalist operation, just from their own documents and past experiences. We don't know that yet. I don't completely agree with the Iranian president. I don't agree with him on a lot of things. But that's who stands to gain from this. Also, a lot of developments on the port situation. It's 8 ports, not 6. 2 of them in Texas. There's a hit piece in the Village Voice against myself and others that Paul Watson has written a response to that we'll get into as well. And just so much more. Talk about earmarks. The 3 men arrested in Toledo, Ohio yesterday, their controller, their trainer, their master, oh, he's a government agent. And he's going to be protected. So it's always the same. You've got some former military, current military, Arab in control of a few Muslims who they get to shoot their mouths off at the local bar. And we've seen this over and over again, but then it furnishes the national headlines of terrorists we're about to hit any minute, and they've never convicted anyone that they've arrested for terrorism. No one. No one. I mean, they even grab university professors down in Florida because O'Reilly gets on TV and says he thinks they're a terrorist, and then they're found not guilty by a jury. It's the illusion, because there are not real multifaceted international terrorists outside of international crime syndicates and intelligence agencies. The Mossad, the CIA, MI6, German intelligence, French intelligence, they're so much bigger and more powerful than any, quote, Arab group. They track everything. They fund these people. They want to squash them or exterminate them or hit them. They do it. And so when there's a terror attack, in almost every case, in fact, we really haven't found cases where it isn't, it's the globalists behind it. Now, there may be some Arab woman who goes nuts and stabs 10 Israelis. There may be a, you know, Arab man or Palestinian who goes and shoots a bunch of people. The occasional suicide bombing is real. But when you look at the big events, it's globalist ops, and they always stand to gain from it. They have the motive. More control keeps their hawkish policies, supposedly looking legitimate. Let me just read this article that Paul Watson and I wrote yesterday about the port situation. We'll give you all the new details. The port sellout and the dismantling of America, globalists swallowing U.S. sovereignty through front countries like UAE, but China threat ignored. This is at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. It is a stated goal of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, to promote what they call interdependence and to lobby governments to sell off key infrastructure such as roads, lakes, ports, and highways to international corporations so that corporations can grow to be bigger in size than government. 44 of the world's 100 biggest economies are not countries, they are corporations. There is no vote, there is no access to shareholder or CEO records. These corporations take over governmental functions by paying off politicians to hand over assets and then declare that there be no means of oversight of their activities. In 1997, the communist Chinese government took over the Long Beach Naval Air Base, the only major deep water port that can take large ships on the West Coast. In 2000, the communist Chinese Hutchison Whampoa, which is run by the PLA, took over the Panama Canal and a station between 15,000 and 30,000 trips, depends on what time of year it is, at the facilities. May we remind our readers that top Chinese generals continue to threaten nuclear attacks on America. Well, when they take over ports and strategic points like Freeport in the Bahamas, Long Beach, Panama Canal, it's no problem. There is absolutely no mention of the Chinese takeover of these facilities amidst the media merry-go-round of the UAE ports debate, and the same people that now criticize the UAE deal, like Chuck E. Schumer, supported the port sellout to the communist Chinese under Bill Clinton. Continuing here, Alex Jones' first documentary film, America Destroyed by Design, made in 1997, warned Americans that the sellout to the Chinese was the first step on the road to the sacking of the American economy and pulling the plug on key U.S. infrastructure. Click here to view a segment from the documentary film covering the Chinese sellout. Sellout to the Chinese. Why are people so concerned about the United Arab Emirates when the fastest growing military on the planet and a superpower that continually threatens to annihilate the U.S. has been metaphorically handed the keys of the kingdom and is encircling the country? During the Chinese sellout, it was Republican politicians that would bash Bill Clinton for making the deal, yet it was yesterday's Republicans and today's neocons who were affiliated with the companies making billions from the transfer to the Chinese. This is why we are less than confident that Democrats have any real agenda to stop the UAE deal. Just as now, claims of Islamophobia are raised to attack critics of the UAE deal. In 97, in 2000, it was Asiaphobia. This has nothing to do with race. It is a matter of national sovereignty. If American corporations tried to buy up key Chinese infrastructure, they would be firmly rebuffed. Continuing. As a country, we are not just being robbed of our ability to create wealth, we are being robbed of our infrastructure, our land, and our capability and capacity to work the land. Your currency, your future, and your sovereignty is systematically being dismantled, looted, and sold to the highest bidder. The taxpayer pays for and builds the infrastructure only for foreign lobbyists to pay off our corrupt politicians who lease the infrastructure or outright sell it to foreign lobbyists for the last 50, 60, 70 years. The continued weakness of the dollar allows foreign entities to step in and buy more and more infrastructure while American families work three or four jobs just to get by. The average American now works 2.5 jobs, by the way. The United Arab Emirates is a British holding, and the British Empire is simply reshuffling some of its marbles. Claims that the UAE has links to terrorism are a distraction. The fact that the UAE is in the pocket of the globalist and is simply a front for internationalists to swallow up more American sovereignty. What we have is an oligarchy.
oligopoly. What is an oligopoly? It is where, similar to Italian mafia, cartels and different corporate owners meet to effect the same thing as a monopoly. They decide which countries will control which interest, and that is how the New World Order works. Now, let me bring you up to speed on the fact that the Germans, the Dutch, predominantly, for some reason, they're the ones that are buying up most of the water districts. They own more than any other private company now. And they come in, buy it up, pay off politicians, double, triple prices overnight. And there's lots of U.S. private corporations with nice-sounding governmental names doing the same thing. Right here where I sit in Austin, Texas, they're doing it. They hire their own SWAT teams, their own police forces. They drive around. They have cities cede them authority, and suddenly they've got their own police forces. I mean, it is a nightmare. This is the New World Order. Let me bring you up to speed on what's happening. I've talked a lot about this lately, and I'm glad I have, because here's an example of it. Tommy Franks went all over television and radio and the newspapers a year and a half ago for several months saying martial law was the next step if we're attacked again. Now Bob Woodward's telling the San Antonio Express News that. Oh, it's too bad, but we're going to have martial law now. That's just the way it is. And they've got Republican congressmen in congressional hearings saying people protesting the war are really fifth column Islamist terrorists. We need to start arresting the peace activists. See, it's this whole Nazi atmosphere. See, we got hit again. It's like the Reichstag. We better arrest all the dissidents. We're doing this to keep the Reich, the homeland, safe. So Tommy Franks, I saw him on Fox. We have clips of him on the website. He'd get up on TV and he'd say, now listen, I'm not with the government anymore. I'm retired. I'm not for Kerry or Bush. I'm nonpartisan, but the war's good. We need to go into Iran. The Iraq war's good. Surveillance is good. Martial law is the next step. Sorry to have to tell you. And he would sit there and push all this agenda saying, this is a private person. Private person. Turned out he was getting over $400,000 from the Bush administration, one of the thousands of media people covertly on the payroll, the $1.6 billion that the Governmental Accounting Office and the GOA just reported on, saying it was illegal. They first said it was illegal a year ago, and now they just issued another report 2 weeks ago saying it's totally illegal. But the government, Bush says, no, no, no. See, I'm above the law. I can do what I want. So Franks, who's on the payroll, pops up. He's still on the payroll and does this. And, of course, Newsmax, talk about being on the payroll, pops up with this headline. Tommy Franks defends Dubai port's deal. Former CENTCOM commanding general Tommy Franks said Wednesday that the Bush administration was right to approve a deal for a United Arab Emirates-based company to run six U.S. major ports. Well, we're going to tell you in a minute. It's Corpus Christi military base, by the way. Huge complex. I mean, that's... I'm not very fancy, folks. That's where I'll vacation for, you know, a couple times a year for 2 or 3 days. I'll go down there and go fishing, hang out with the family. But it's huge. But continuing, we have more U.S. Navy ships using the port in Dubai, Jebel Ali, than any other port outside of the United States, Franks told Fox News Channel Hannity and Combs. The former Iraq war commander explained U.S. reliance on Dubai port facility by saying, we know the difference between an enemy and a friend. Boy, that's good Texas talk for you there, boy. The Emirates is a friend, Franks said. That is the best-run port that I've ever seen. General Franks, on government payroll, said Dubai Company has three essential qualities that commended for the task of running U.S. ports. The capacity to handle the job, the inclination to do the right security, which he noted will remain, in any case, in the hands of the United States Coast Guard. Oh, yeah, what, one or two little gunboats per facility? What a joke. No, the real security is going on inside those facilities. All right, let's just stop right there. But that's a red herring. Okay, what's the federal number? Around 1,100, one out of 1,100 of those containers of 25 million a year that come into the country. You know, they're just tractor trailer, 18-wheeler trailers is what they are. They're huge. Only about 1 in 1,100 gets physically searched, and that's a spot check. So it doesn't matter. It's been wide open. It's going to be wide open. And when an A-bomb goes off, it's going to be globalists. It isn't going to be Arabs. Okay, boys and girls? But with all of that going on, I thought that I would just mention the fact here that this is all totally and completely 110% illegal, what's going on. This is from the New York Daily News. When I get back, I'll tell you about it. Why this deal is so important and why they're doing it. Because, you see, the head of the Arab company is going to run U.S. port security, period. See, they're all talking about security with this port, but that's the distraction. No one's talking about how, or very few are talking about how, they're going to run all the security to begin with.
You see? You see, you're starting to see the big picture? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Right here on the GCN Radio Network. Okay, so continuing with the sellout of America, the traitorous activities. This is out of the New York Post. We mentioned this yesterday, but it's important to go back over it. The Dubai firm that won the Bush administration backing to run 6 U.S. ports, it's 8 now, we're saying plus, it looks like more than 8, has at least 2 ties to the White House. One is Treasury Secretary John Snow, whose agency heads the federal panel that signed off on the $6.8 billion sale of an English company to government-owned Dubai Ports World, giving it control of Manhattan's cruise ship terminal and Newark's container port. Snow was chairman of CSX Rail firm that sold its own international port operations to DP, Dubai Ports World, for $1.15 billion in 2004, the year after Snow left for President Bush's cabinet. So it's just like Halliburton and the rest of it. So right there, total conflict of interest, totally obvious what's happening. The other concern is David Sanborn, this is even worse, who runs DP World's European and Latin American operations and was tapped by Bush last month to head the U.S. Maritime Administration. So this guy currently heads it up. He'll still be an agent of these guys and big stockholder when it happens. He's got millions and millions of dollars personally, billions in the trade deals that are going on here with Snow's sale. And here he is. He's going to be the head of the administration that's going to be over all the ports and waterways and in some cases even things on land. A very, very sinister agency they've been setting up. It's tied into the national ID card. And it's particularly troubling that the United States would turn over its port security not only to a foreign company, but a state-owned one, said Western New York's Representative Tom Reynolds, chairman of the National Republican Campaign Committee. And that's another thing. There's supposed to be a 45-day detailed review with all these inspections and research. They didn't do the review. And it's a violation of federal law. I have the U.S. Code right here in front of me. But hey, c'est la vie, if it violates federal law, Bush said, you don't pass the Patriot Act, I'll still enforce it. Oh, you say I can't spend billions of dollars for fake newscasts and paying off reporters and having shills operate out there with propaganda? Oh, I'm the president, I don't care if it's against federal law, I can do it. Oh, you say that I can't do this, I can't do that. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. So that's what's happening here. And continuing, UAE would also control shipments of military equipment for the U.S. Army. There is a bipartisan concern about the Bush administration's decision to outsource the operation of six of the nation's largest ports to a company controlled by the United Arab Emirates because that nation's troubling ties to international terrorism. But now it is being revealed that it's not just the ports of New York, New Jersey, Baltimore, New Orleans, Miami, and Philadelphia. A major part of the story, however, has been mostly overlooked. The company, Dubai Ports World, would also control the movement of military equipment on behalf of the U.S. Army through two other ports from today's edition of the British paper Lloyd's List. Again, a trade publication. We are forced to go to trade publications. It's all there. They just announce everything they're doing in plain view in trade publications. Lloyd's, of course, the big original insurer of ships and now one of the largest insurance companies in the world. It's always British, isn't it, folks? Has been renewed a contract with the United States Surface Deployment and Distribution Command to provide loading and unloading of military equipment at the Texas ports of Beaumont, Corpus Christi through 2010, according to the Journal of Army Logisticians, if I'm pronouncing that right. Almost 40% of the Army cargo deployed in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom flows through these two ports, and the ports will be regulated and controlled by Dubai World of the United Arab Emirates. So there it is, Lloyd's List and the Journal of Army Logisticians. So I guess the Journal of Logistics, to put it in layman's terms. So there it is from the Army's own Journal of Army Logisticians, and from Lloyd's List. You see, that's where we learn all of this with these computer searches. That's where we do this. And you can, again, just do a CIA Mossadegh terrorism into Google, and you'll get links to the CIA admitting our government carries out terror attacks to blame it on foreign enemies. Hidden in plain view, right out in the open. And the media is ignoring all of this type of stuff, all this stuff that's hidden in plain view. The media isn't really talking about how an executive, one of the high-level executives for Europe and Latin America, I mean, that's over half their operations, according to these reports, will now be the head of the Maritime Administration. This is horrible. But instead, we're running around going, the Arabs are going to nuke us. The Arabs are going to get us. They'll have Al-Qaeda working for them at these ports. Folks, it was in the Boston Globe years ago that 90% of the people at the Boston Logan Airport were foreigners, and that, 40-something percent of them were illegal aliens, most of them Arabs. I mean, you got to love it when the illegal alien Arab is shaking down the old World War II vet with the oxygen tank. But that's America. Look, they control the terrorism. They're not worried about terrorism. They're not worried about open borders because they know there's not a real threat. In fact, they want there to be a threat. They have to manufacture it. Oh, there's masses of more news coming up. You'll want to stay with us. It's just, there's so much.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
By the way, the reason Jack McClan is joining us is because a lady very near and dear to him, who I personally know over many years over the telephone with her, didn't jump and do everything they said in a jury trial when she was on the jury, so she's been arrested. And this is very akin to what happened in Kentucky with Kelly Rushing, one of our listeners. There was another case where in Tennessee, what, 2 years ago, where the upstanding member of the community put up a sign in front of his yard a year and a half after his divorce, saying, "Our court system is a joke." And the judge didn't even say his name. This was in the Associated Press. We have photos and video clips, local newscast about it. The judge thought he was God. He didn't know that the martial law hadn't quite been declared yet. And then, don't worry, you'll get to be like that soon. Don't worry, you'll be able to arrest us all for our speech. But they messed with the wrong guy. And he's one of the big business owners in town, small town. And he put a sign up in his yard saying, "Our court system's a joke." In fact, it was even outside the judge's jurisdiction. It was in the county. And this city judge just said, "Arrest him." And they sent the police department out, and they went into his house, and they drug him out in handcuffs, and the cops apologized. He said, "Look, we've been ordered to do this." Well, what's wrong with you? If the judge ordered you to run off a cliff, That's the old saying. When I was a kid, I'd go, everybody else is doing it. Well, everybody else is doing it. Would you go run off a cliff? If somebody ordered you to, you know, jump into a meat grinder, would you do it? And, of course, the judge, last time I saw, was in deep trouble with the state and had a judicial review opened on him and was about to be removed. I've never followed it up. You know, I should get that guy back on, and I should follow that back up. In fact, I know Ryan Slickeisen and Kevin Smith are listening in there. Guys, go pull those articles back up, because every time I make that claim, people don't believe it. Repost the Kelly Rushing story where he gave him a Ron Paul video, one of my videos, and they arrested him saying it was terrorism. I haven't talked to the judge. I called the judge at home, and I said, sir, are you trying to put this guy in prison for 2 years for calling it terroristic threats to give somebody a congressional speech? And the judge said, I'm not going to talk about the case, but yes, sir. You're not allowed to do that kind of thing. Like, just go to Russia, you idiot. And it was in the local paper, Kelly Rushing, again, Lyon County, Kentucky, very well known, very old family in the area, very well respected business owners, Christians, you know, the Baptist church, the whole nine yards. Officer, I'd like to give you this tape. We need to get Kelly back on. The officer, okay, I'll watch it. Next day, pulls him over, and he goes, get up against the car. You're going to jail. What have I done? You threatened me with that video. And the video was Ron Paul. And they were charging him according to the Ron Paul speech. Imagine C-SPAN. It's a tape of C-SPAN, folks. Again, I'm not joking around here. Okay? This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This is the real deal. This is happening. And there's so many articles where judges will say, you didn't answer my questions. Every week I see articles, federal, state, and local, where a judge will call you in and go, I want you to answer my questions. And literally, the person being charged, the defendant, will say, I am taking the Fifth Amendment, or their lawyer will, and the judge will say, put him in jail. And there are people who have spent years in jail for petty issues. I mean, they could be in there for something where you can't even get jail time before the judge, and they'll still spend years in jail because they go, I am invoking my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. In fact, where's my pocket constitution here? I had it here in front of me. I ought to read the Fifth Amendment on air to people, because it's so important, and it really codifies what we're facing as a society. Fifth Amendment. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war. So that's why they use the quote, we're in a war, to get the martial law going. But an actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be tried twice in double jeopardy of life and limb. They do that all the time. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Well, the Supreme Court just said last year we don't have to even give you just compensation. It didn't even have to be the government. It's your private interest once your land will take it. So understand what's happening with Jack McClam. That's coming up in the third hour. It's classic. It's par for the course. It's what we see across the board. What's happening to a member of Jack McClam's staff. And he's been through such trials and tribulations, that means he's doing a good job. And I heard Jack yesterday on the radio, here on the Genesis Network on Derry Brownfield, talk about how, you know, if God wants him to go to jail, if God wants him to minister in the prisons. I mean, I don't want to go to prison, but if they want to trump up charges, frame me, that's what God wants. You know, when I pray, I just say, God, it's in your hands. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I mean, it's really that simple. Your will be done. I don't ask God for things. I don't. I just say, God, please use me, and you do whatever you want. And God's going to do whatever he wants to begin with, but God gives us free will. We have to tell God that if he's really going to come into our lives, and I'm not trying to preach here, but I've experienced this. You got to just say, yes, I'm here. Yes, I am your slave. Yes, I am giving myself up. I am giving up my free will, using your free will to give it up and to become a vessel. And I just loved hearing Jack say that. I mean, and I could tell he means it. And if I have to die for freedom, if I have to be tortured, if I have to be killed, it's a blessing. People say, what are you talking about? There is no greater way to serve mankind and to serve God than to stand up against evil. And I also know history. When you stand up against evil, statistically, you're a lot safer than when you lay down to it. You're not safe laying down, folks. You're not safe staying in your houses and watching your television. You're not safe watching American Idol. You're not safe going, oh, I don't want to hear about that. You're not safe. When people don't care, you get enslaved. When people stand up and fight, you live in freedom, you see. So we're taking the right course here, but I didn't mean to get off into that. It's just that, cause that's coming up the third hour, it's just so outrageous. The judge just said, go arrest that man. He's got a sign saying our judicial system's a joke. That's all it said, and I'm not going to put up with it. And they went and arrested him, and he'd been in jail for, what, 3 days, if memory serves? And then state judges heard about it, was on the news, and they started calling the judge and wrote him a letter and had it hand-delivered by police and said, what's wrong with you? What you're doing is illegal. You can't just say contempt of court when someone's not even in your court. And just run out and have the police arrest them. That is communist China, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, one of the news reporters in China in Tiananmen Square in the late 80s, who reported on the mass murder there, just got out after 16 years plus, and he's a wreck. He's been tortured. He's a gibbering fool. I mean, you know, this is just and he's the lucky one. They kill most of these people. Oh, but let's give them all our ports and give them our old bases and give them the Panama Canal. But let's freak out about the United Arab Emirates. Well, I'm freaking out about it because it's all part of our infrastructure being sold off. And you got major conflicts of interest, to put it lightly, with the Maritime Administration to be headed up by UAE's executive. And, of course, Snow running a company making billions off deals with these people. Let me just cover this Village Voice article. Well, I don't know. If I cover this now, I may not have time to get into this story. Yeah, let me go ahead and just cover this first. I mean, frankly, again, 3 days ago, I read the big hit piece on myself and others in the Village Voice, and frankly, I mean, again, people want me to comment when some internet blog tells lies about me. Whole cloth frauds. And I don't respond, because if I responded all day to attacks on myself and others, the whole show would be about that. That's why so many shows are failures out there, so many, you know, so-called patriot shows are failures, because it's just ninnying, self-centered babble fest. But this one's interesting just because of the claims they make. So if I have time later, I'll cover it, but it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. But looking at manufactured staged events, there have been arrests in Florida, arrests in Oregon, arrests in Washington, arrests in Texas, arrests in Illinois, arrests in Minnesota, arrests all over the place. Hundreds of people, okay, hundreds of U.S. citizens, and many of them just disappear and are taken to what they call black world or black ops sites in the former Soviet Union, Georgia, and other places, Prague, where they're tortured. But the cases we know of, they've never had one single conviction. When they do, a few cases take it to court, juries say, no way, this person's totally innocent, this is a joke, and then the jurors are quoted in local journals saying, the government was involved, I can't believe it, I can't believe what I heard in there. Because it's the evidence, folks. You can't put this stuff in court and have fair-minded people not come to the conclusion it's criminal elements of the government. Because that's just the facts. Okay, I'm real sorry to have to tell you. That's just the facts. There's no weaseling around that. Believe me, I wish it wasn't true. So continuing with this, Toledo area man arrested for terrorist activity. And they've arrested these guys, and you read into the article, and it says that their trainer, their controller, who had military connections and couldn't quite secretive, it'll come out in a few months, it always does, but the MO's clear, it's a government op. It's one of these Arab sheep-dipped, that's what they call it in special forces, when you're, you know, quote, get out of special forces and they erase your history and then you become an op. And there's 5,000-plus of these that we know of. Source, Washington Post, Washington Times, George Bush Sr. brought in the Iraqi Republican Guard at the end of the last Gulf War, who'd been trained here in the 80s in torture and espionage when Saddam was our ally. They carried out the Oklahoma City bombing as operatives. And it's pure genius by the globalists, because if they get caught then, they can just sell out their own officers, just like with 9/11, and say that it was just Arabs. But continuing here, I'm digressing. Well, you know, before I cover this, let me just give you some background. In my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, released in 2000, 6 years ago, my second police state film. We spend about, I don't know, 5-6 minutes just on one little subject. That's what my films do. We cover a lot of different areas, give you wide spectrum analysis to really, because there's so much stuff that's admitted. And I have family in Fort Worth. I don't appreciate this. I don't appreciate the government trying to kill potentially my family. They won a bum steer award in 1998 because the FBI couldn't find a Klan group in that area of northeast Texas. Couldn't find them. And this was all admitted in the court filings. And this all came out in court. Couldn't find a Klan group, thank God. And so the FBI went out, and it's always the same. They found welfare white trash. And I'm not saying you're white trash, you live in a trailer, folks. It's just they were trash and happened to live in a trailer park. I think trailers are great. You know, it's in fact, a lot that it built this country in many respects 50, 60 years ago when they got popular. So, again, I don't want to get into debate about that. Point is, they go to the trailer park. That's where it was. And this FBI informant, another FBI agent, spend 3 years getting these two trailers next door to each other to declare themselves Supreme Grand Dragons. And the FBI informant and the agents try to get them to say they're going to blow up the chemical plant, but they're so dumb they can't. And literally the descriptions of these people, they have no teeth in many cases. There's only like six of them. And again, it's all in the film. It's like three guys and their wives and one guy's girlfriend. So I guess it's more than six. It's like seven people. And they just drive around. They talk about how they're going to rob banks, how they'll take over the White House, how they're going to be world rulers. I mean, literally, it's delusional drunk talk. And they don't even have money to buy guns. So the FBI buys them guns and then they take them out and they put black powder in a bottle and blow it up and out in the field and talk about how it's their bomb. And of course the FBI guy goes, let's videotape it, because it's just like the Viper Militia. They go get a meth dealing biker gang, out west to just say they're a militia. Then they bust them with guns and methamphetamine. And the FBI sold them. See, it's over and over and over and over again. It isn't my first rodeo. I've seen this over and over again. And so they go out. This is all in Texas Monthly. I mean, they won the first place bum steer award. Big insult. Big deal in Texas. And so all of this goes on. All of this happens. And so they go in there. And after 3 years, they can't get him to attack anything. Every time he goes, let's go attack. And he's saying, it's all recorded, let's go kill cops. Let's go drink some whiskey. You'll kill them later. Just harmless, toothless ne'er-do-wells, okay? Literally. Low-grade morons. And they go and they get him. And then they bust him, and it's big national news, a massive plan to blow up a chemical plant, a huge mechanized force of incredible Klan members working with Muslims, totally deadly. Then it all comes out. It's fake. It's staged. It's a total lie. Now, I can talk for hours about this. I can go on forever about this. It never ends. It never stops. There are so many, and it's the same thing with the Arabs. They bust them, they're planning to do all this, and then you find out they were at the bar. The informant had been living with them for a year. He finally got them to say, when they were drunk, okay, let's go shoot some people. Yeah, let's blow some stuff up. They get you to shoot your mouth off. And folks, I've had cops come to me and do this so many times. And they quit doing it because I'll blow up at them and go, okay, you're a cop, get out of here, get cameras. I mean, I've got video of this stuff happening. This is criminal. This isn't just entrapment, like where cops say in Seattle bars, they now own a whole bunch of the bars, then the cops who do the bust get control of the bar. It's mafia tactics. Cops will sell people cocaine in your restroom, in nice upscale bars and restaurants, and then because they sold somebody a little bag of cocaine or a small crack rock in your bathroom, they take your establishment because the judge is involved. And that's been in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the Seattle Times. Big scandal there. But the cops don't care. They're now mafia. They're just getting everything. And it's great. In fact, I shouldn't give cops in Texas listening around the country, in Florida and other areas, I guess I shouldn't give you ideas. But again, this is all admitted. This is not my opinion. So then I see this article yesterday. Toledo area man arrested for terrorist activity. A federal grand jury has indicted three Toledo area men for terrorist activities. Prosecutors say the three men conspired to wage a holy war against the United States and coalition forces in the Middle East. The incident was unsealed Monday. The U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is expected to release more details in the news conference. And it goes on.
According to the indictment from the U.S. Attorney's Office, the suspects are, and it goes on to list their names, in the Toledo area, Muslims. And it goes on to say that the indictment also names an unidentified co-conspirator called the Trainer, who has U.S. military background in security and bodyguard training. In court, one of the indictment, count one of the indictment, prosecutors said the three men met as many times. And going back as far as November of 2004, the three reportedly conspired to recruit and train others for violent jihad against the United States forces and U.S. allies in Iraq. And then admits that he was the facilitator and the trainer. It's always the same. 7/7 bombings. There's this SWAT guy on terror list. He's the mastermind of the bombing. Local police want to get him. MI6 says, no, he's our agent. Leave him alone. I had John Loftus, former head of counterterrorism for the FBI, on this show to say, yes, looks like the British are behind the bombings. I mean, that isn't Alex Jones saying that. It's always the same. I mean, it's hard to have actual individuals by themselves motivated to carry out bombings and shootings and killings. This stuff just doesn't pop up organically. There's squads of Arab-speaking government agents out there trying to get Arabs and Muslims to shoot their mouths off. You better not do it, Muslims. You're going to jail.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Dick Cheney's got a gun. Dick Cheney's got a gun. Safety's come undone. He's squinting in the Texas sun. What did our leader do? Who'd he put a bullet through? They say when Cheney goes to Texas,
Calls this hour. We've got two great guests coming up. We'll take calls in the next hour. The author of Imposter, this book just hit store shelves this week, Bruce Bartlett. He worked for Ron Paul in Congress in 76, high level in the Reagan administration, a colleague of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. How George W. Bush bankrupted America and betrayed the Reagan legacy. And I know now the neocons will say that Ronald Reagan was an evil commie too. I mean, that's how these people operate. If you're not for giant government, gun control, open borders, the destruction of America, you're not a good conservative. And these little conservative minions, they're not even conservatives, just go around bumping into each other going, oh, we love George Bush, and I'm sick of it. I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of it, so that's coming up. And then, of course, we're going to be joined by Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the NWO in the third hour. So police and others, you want to know the truth, you need to tune into this broadcast. Most highly decorated officer, also Vietnam vet, of course. Phoenix, Arizona history, one cop of the year twice, until he found out about government corruption, wouldn't go along with it, wouldn't plant evidence, wouldn't do bad things, and you know what happened. I mean, he makes Serpico look like a joke. So that is coming up in the third hour as well. In the meantime, here in the last minute of this hour, I want to implore, I want to encourage, I want to come to you with open hands and ask you to get my videos. Number one, because they're powerful, they're informative, they'll wake people up. Number two, it makes this broadcast, this transmission, our expanded efforts against the NWO possible. We're expanding. We're doing more. We're affecting change more. We're hiring more people. We're moving forward. We need your support. So go to the video and bookstore with all the DVDs and books and T-shirts and bumper stickers and books on tape and all the new books. And we're carrying new items every week. I mean, the selection is getting huge of just amazing information. Any topic concerning the New World Order. You need to get my new video, The Order of Death. When you get it, you get the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove updated on the same DVD, absolutely free. We have a deal where you get Codex Magica with it, get a big discount. That's InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions and take your order over the phone, 1-888-253-3139, or order at InfoWars.com, secure your shopping cart, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a weekly or monthly membership, $5.95, 15 cents a day, or a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.